This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge last week ruled against the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, leaving those not enrolled in limbo. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The almost 14,000 DACA holders who live in Colorado are not immediately affected by last week's ruling. They'll continue being shielded from deportation, and their renewable work permits remain valid. But for those without the protections, the future is more uncertain. Attorney Emily Brock, who works with the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network, says DACA will face more challenges until Congress acts. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Room rates in Colorado's mountain towns have surged. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
It will cost you more than usual if you want to take a ski vacation this winter. The average price for a room in December is up more than 40% compared to pre-pandemic 2019, which equates to about $720 a night. That's according to data from Destametrics, a travel marketing firm. Price spikes are because of things like people preferring larger accommodations with more privacy and a surge in demand for all kinds of consumer goods and services. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new exhibit coming to the Denver Art Museum will explore the controversial legacy of a long-ago historical figure. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Over 500 years ago in Mexico, an indigenous woman named Malinche became an interpreter for Hernan Cortes. Her presence at one of history's biggest crossroads has made her a controversial figure. Now the Denver Art Museum will explore her story and how artists over the centuries have viewed her with a new exhibit, Traitor, Survivor, Icon. The traveling exhibit of over 60 pieces will debut at the museum in February 2020. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.